This is an Amos on the Go podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth, and joining us right now is Tessa Zito, Outbound Sales Manager, Surgical at Ace Southern, an Amos Advantage approved partner. Tessa is here to discuss the important topic of drug shortages. Tessa, welcome.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's glad you're here to talk about this because it is a very important topic. So what are the primary factors contributing to these shortages?
Yeah, so when you have a drug shortage, there's several factors that can cause these shortages. A lot of the time we see delays with the manufacturers, shortages of an active ingredient, sometimes market changes that increases demand. Really, at this point, we encourage anyone inquiring about reasons for shortages to visit either the FDA or the ASHP website. That's the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. That website provides a lot of great resources to provide detailed reasoning for the shortages.
So if something is in short supply, does that mean all presentations are unavailable to order?
Not necessarily. Other presentations, sizes, strengths can be available. Our job is to supply and be the experts on that. The oral surgeons will, of course, be the ones to make the ultimate decision on if that alternative product is right for them in their practice.
Right. So then where does the FDA source its information on shortages?
This information does come from the manufacturers. It is the manufacturer's responsibility to update the status. The FDA does report these updates as soon as they receive them, but anybody can post or report a shortage on that website. So if a shareholder is experiencing a shortage or noticing a lack of availability of a drug, they certainly can recommend and post that on the FDA website.
So these are important drugs. Are there any innovative solutions or strategies being implemented right now to help mitigate the impact of these drug shortages?
Yeah, so there are resources through the FDA where they can support allowances on certain drugs to be used beyond their expiration dates. Of course, this is regulated by the FDA, so definitely utilize that resources. Additionally, practices can implement protocols to prioritize the uses of drugs in shortage. So talk to your local rep at your supplier and understand which drugs are currently on shortage and prioritize certain patients on whether or not that drug can be used or should be used at that point, and then also reserving some supply for emergency situations. What we do, and we have done for years, is to, if we are able to get some drugs in stock that is on shortage, we allocate, we have allocation restrictions to make sure that everybody is able to get a portion of the drug. We don't discriminate, we allocate.
So if a OMS knows that a drug is in short supply or nearing short supply, is there anything that person can do at that point?
Yeah, you know, you can certainly, if you are able to, of course, there are certain drugs that may have restrictions on them due to their control schedule, but you can certainly purchase reserves of those drugs and also explore the FDA website to see if there are other alternative solutions to those drugs that are nearing shortage.
Absolutely. Well, that's really good advice. And before we wrap up, Tessa, is there anything else you want to add or anything else we should know about this? Any final thoughts?
Absolutely. We are certainly a partner with you all and supporting all oral surgeons when it comes to this very delicate and important aspect of your practice regarding drug shortages.
Yeah, really good information. Thanks for stopping by to talk about this important topic. Once again, that is Tessa Zito. Tessa, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. And once again, that is Tessa Zito of Ace Southern. To learn more, visit the Ace Southern partner page at amosadvantage.org. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social media and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening.